Welcome to another episode of Ballin' Beats. I'm Roger, and I'm here with the homie Mendo. What's going on, brother?
What's good, man? You got me hey, hot, man. Right now. You got me hot.
I know. We gonna get into it.
We fucking.
Yo,
I'm out here waking up today, people that are sleeping right now. This is how hot I am.
Today we getting into the playoff field and the playing field. And we're gonna get into the post the regular season awards and see who Mendo thinks is deserving of these awards. But also before we get into anything, so me and Mendo, we're recording this right now as the Lakers and Pelicans are playing the first playing game. And as we were prepping, I discovered that
you discovered just now. Just
Mendo,
now, you discovered.
I just discovered. I just came to the epiphany.
Okay.
That it's not only Trae Young that Mendo is a hater of. Apparently now it's also Zion.
I can't. I don't even know what to say. Like, I've been very clear with my non-fandom of Zion. Okay. You guys keep trying to anoint him as like the second coming.
You guys, call it like it is. Everybody's got fans. He's got some, and his fans are going to do that. Just like Jalen Brunson fans are saying he's the best point guard in the league. LeBron fans say he's the GOAT.
Outside of New York, you don't have that many Jalen Brunson fans. So stop.
Kendrick Perkins.
Full stop. Kendrick Perkins is saying whatever is hot so he can get clicks. Be real. That's what Kendrick Perkins is right now. He wants to get Gilbert.
Nah, but he makes. Hey, listen.
No, he does make some sense. I'm not saying he's Gilbert at all. That's not what I'm saying. But does Kendrick say what's fashionable so he can get the clicks? Absolutely. He's not trying to hate for clicks, but he does say, you know, okay, this is trending. Okay, I'm gonna jump on this bandwagon. Absolutely. Because he's trying to find his piece in this whole media thing.
Mm-hmm.
Right? He had a little bit of something for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Then he was the come on man guy for a grip. That didn't really catch. Now he's okay, so let me see if I can be the new hotness, if I can jump on that. Let's see what I can catch off of that. That's exactly what's happening. I don't care what you say.
All right. For context.
Because the minute that Jalen Brunson crashes and burns, they will drop him like third period French. Tell me I'm lying.
Hey, I don't know.
Stephen A will be on there talking about Tibbs. I knew Tibbs was playing him too much. I knew this was going to happen. Don't worry.
Just like... Like Stephen A said, Brent Grimes will be there to save the... No, who is it? Who did he say?
He said Quentin Grimes. Yeah, Quentin Grimes.
Oh, Quentin Grimes. I said Brent Grimes.
That got traded.
Quentin Grimes.
2 months ago. But to your point, though, when you texted that, like, I get it, because Grimes and McBride, they were very similar, but McBride was the come up.
Yes.
You know, so I get it, But
for context,
we both
got this Lakers and Pelicans game going on in the background.
Yes, we do.
And the Lakers was up by as much as 18 in the third. And then Zion went on a tear, assist, this, that, and the other. And I made a comment like, he's so good going to the rim or something like that. He's cold going to the rim. And then Mendo, like somebody talked about his mama and his wife in the same sentence.
Same sentence.
He came out and was like, man, fuck out of here. Y'all do that. Da, da, da. I'm like,
yes,
damn.
Because
it sounded like he had this pent up rage for a while.
Because you guys, and I say you guys, because we got a group chat, guys, right? We got a group chat that we talk about ball. And they be sweating Zion like he is the second coming of LeBron. Absolutely. They are just chomping at the bit, waiting for Zion to be like, oh, he played 60 games. What do you want, a fucking junior 70. G-man badge?
Played 70 games.
No, I'm leading up to the 70. He played 60 games. Mm. Oh, you want a junior G-man badge? He played 70 games. That's what he's supposed to do. It was his fucking job. Like, I can't get excited. Like, this is like me going to fucking Best Buy and a kid in the computer section is like, we have Surfaces if you want them. It's your job. Well, you should tell me that they have Surfaces. I don't need to get excited because of what you should be doing. And honestly, real talk, watching this game, he's doing it on Anthony Davis.
Hey, man, stop. AD's going to make All NBA this year. Come on.
That's another dude. Come on. That's another dude you guys sweat.
He played 76 games.
For the first time in his career. The dude's been playing for fucking 15 years. What do you want?
I'm judging current production today.
Man, guys, where they like, stand today. I can't.
I'm not talking historically. I'm talking today. AD, yes, AD has a history of whatever. And he did in the last game. He did limp off the floor. He limped off the floor. Okay. He said it was back spasms or whatever.
Yeah, limping off the floor, but back spasms. This is the first time in this dude's career he's played this many games. Both of them, AD and Zion, the first time in their career they played this many games.
Yeah.
Tell me I'm lying.
No.
So you want me to get excited about them doing what they're supposed to do at this level? AD.
The production is still there. Like you said, like, I'm going to frame this, right?
Okay.
We started talking, right? Mm-hmm. And he goes, Zion's pretty good. I was like, pretty good?
What do you want me to tell you? What do you want me to say?
Very good. Dude's amazing. You could say you need to see more of it, amazing. But you can't knock what he's doing. It's incredible what he's doing.
I'll give you.
Does he have room for improvement? Absolutely.
I'll give you very good.
Oh man.
I'll give you very good.
Oh man. Hey,
we know. AD out there look like he got two concrete Nikes on and can't move. And you want me to be excited because Zion put a layup on him?
George, I'm gonna need you to go and find Chappelle Show Ice Tea clip. Mm-hmm. Oh man, hate. I'm gonna need you to drop that in there.
Yes, make it a meme. I'll put a Knicks jersey on with a Knicks hat on. Make it a meme. We can do a YouTube short. Put the bitch on TikTok. I don't give a shit. Like, he's okay. Man. He's good. Yes, he's all good. Right. Yes, he's good. Yes. Is Zion good? Yes. Okay. Zion is good.
Okay.
I'm not sweating him. This is the first time he played more than 65 games in his career. First time.
I think I think it's the first time he played more than 50 games in his career. But we're not talking about that right now. We're talking about right now today.
We're talking about right now today. I'm sorry.
All right. Back to business.
Yes. Excuse me.
Back to business. The playoff field is set.
We spent 9 minutes on this damn fool.
We did, man.
Yeah. And they're getting cooked by a 39-year-old LeBron.
All right. Here we go. Zion still, he's the leading scorer in the game, by the way. But anyway.
Ain't nobody playing defense on him.
Let's jump to the East right quick.
I'm sorry.
So the Celtics, they had a pretty decent year.
They did okay. They didn't do like Zion okay, but they did okay.
Yeah, yeah. So the gap between Boston and the Knicks at number two was bigger than the gap between OKC at number one and the Warriors at 10.
So what you trying to say?
Either Boston's that good and that far ahead of the field, or maybe the East isn't as good as we thought they were early in the season, or a combination of that and the West just being an absolute bloodbath.
So the West, and we'll talk about it in that next piece, but the West is that solid. I mean, think about it. You got teams in the play-in tournament that are like 10, 12 games above 500.
Yes.
I mean, that's not nothing to slouch at. You know what I mean? That's some legit basketball. The East is not as solid. No, they're not. They probably drop off, honestly, if we're really talking, they probably drop about 7-8. That's probably the drop off.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you talk in the East? Yeah. But that's like the four, like the 5-6 seeds had this like the record range of the 11-12 seeds.
Yeah,
in the West.
The 9-10 of absolute. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
It was
by
legit.
By 7-8, it's a drop off. It's like it's not really
for sure. Okay. So let's get them out of the way. So you got the Bulls out here who essentially bullshitted their way into the play-in game.
So real talk.
Them and Atlanta. I felt like they came in moonwalking into the
Yo, it was legit. These guys came in here Sunday, and I'm in a couple different group chats, and not my Florida group chat with the Knicks, but another one. You know, they were like, "Oh, we're gonna mollywop. We're gonna stomp on the Bulls." I'm like, "Listen, guys, let's keep it real. Let's keep it a buck. There are mismatches. Yarmulke out there, DeRozan out there." Kobe White.
I don't
White.
Know about mismatches, but they good. No, players.
No. They were like gonna really stomp on the Bulls and get the second seed.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the other way around. No.
I'm like, listen. It's not that simple.
No.
You got probably one of the best on-ball defenders in the game.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
One of the best scorers in the game.
You got DeMar DeRozan out here that will kill you. Like, there were guys in DeMar's face. Legit. Like, he couldn't see the rim. And he's still scoring.
Yeah, he knows. He's pretty good.
He knows his space is on the court. But, yeah, so I'm sitting. I'm like, listen, it's not going to be a mollywhopping. And then overtime comes. I'm like, okay, you know what? It's okay. It's fine. I knew it was going to be tough. But my concern, and I've wanted to talk to you about this for 2 days now, my concern was there were 3-4 straight times the Knicks could not inbound the ball.
Yeah, when they buckle down, they can give anybody problems. Their problem is consistency. Even in-game consistency is their problem from quarter to quarter.
Yes. Because you don't know what you're getting, right? Sometimes someone starts feeling themselves. Next thing you know, it's like, don't leave your feet to pass the ball. Stop that bullshit.
Yeah.
You're taught this at fucking 11. You don't leave your... unless you are Jason Kidd.
Hey.
Magic Johnson never did it. But Magic Johnson... what other point guard you want to... I'm only going to give you one more point guard that you can pull in that trio to say if you leave your feet, you can pass the ball. Outside of that, do not leave your feet, kids. Don't leave your feet. No. Because
don't
when
leave
you...
Feet. Don't leave you feet. Or you might do a search for LeBron and Zion and you'll see what happens when you do in the third quarter.
Oh, my goodness. So
the Mendo Academy graduation compilation was in full view, baby.
Listen, I'm going to tell you right now, the fact that we could not inbound, and I say we, because I am a Knicks fan, fuckers, because we could not inbound the ball on 4 straight possessions, that's scary to me. You mean to tell me you couldn't have put... Mitchell Robinson, you couldn't have put Hartenstein on that just about 4 feet inside from the half court point and have
regular season. Everybody's falling asleep, man. Tibbs included. They tired of this shit.
You can't listen. Those are things that teams in the playoffs will key off on. You can't inbound the ball.
Very true.
You can't inbound the ball. Like, again, you set a screen, you have the guy run like right off him, like shoulder to shoulder, catch the ball. Because you notice in inbound plays like that, there's always the decoy. My boy Nate said this yesterday. And I was like, oh, yeah, you know what? You're right. There is always that decoy that never gets the ball, but he's always open.
Mm-hmm.
You couldn't have done that So I'm disappointed. Like, those are things, those are mental breakdowns that you have that, like, third assistant that his sole job is to find the deficiencies.
Yeah. So, I mean, they're capable of those moments, but they're also capable of moments where they get a steal and a dude tries to throw the ball to himself off the glass and somebody on his team
tries to dunk goes, it.
I think I'll take it. And then they both try to tandem dunk it and miss it.
I mean, bro, if you go slow like that and throw it off the glass, I might think that you're trying to throw it to me. Come on, bro. No communication.
How about the fact if you're down 15 in a game, you just take the layup and go back? Especially if you ain't a dunker.
No. So you know what I'm saying? So we got the Bulls and the Hawks in the 9-10. We got Philly.
Who you got in that? Who falls on their face first?
So honestly. And this is not hate against Trey, even though I would love to hate against Trey, because I have nothing more that I want to do than to hate against Trey. I think the Hawks might be able to beat the Bulls.
Yes.
Because I think they do.
I would put my money on that.
Trey came back last few games. Mm-hmm. I do feel that from a pecking order standpoint, DeJounte, who I've always been high on since San Antonio, DeJounte made his point where he's like, you know what?
He did his thing when he was out. He did his thing. He tore my Celtics apart.
Okay. And I feel like Trey is like, I can be the set shooter. Now, will he do that in the playoffs? Will he try to show out? I don't know. Yeah. But there were a few games where that could happen.
You're going to need both, but.
And here's the thing. I don't think the Bulls have three defenders.
No.
That can cover what Atlanta will throw at them.
Yeah. And Jalen Johnson's balling.
Yeah, dude. So I think Atlanta's gonna beat the Bulls. So Atlanta will then at that point go to to play in for the eighth spot.
Mm-hmm.
Right, because they'll play the loser of the
7-8. Miami and Philly.
Now, that can
go any one of a million ways.
Oh, shit, you ain't lying. So me as a Knicks fan, I don't want no part of Miami.
You don't want no part of Miami.
I don't want no part of Miami. As a Knicks fan, I don't want no part of Miami. I think right now the Knicks are a better matchup against Philly than they are against Miami. I could be in the minority in that bitch, but I'm going to tell you like it is. Because Miami has too many variables, intangibles, that I don't think the Knicks truly right now match up with.
I feel like the Knicks do though.
Okay.
I feel like I feel like they're the same squad. They play to punch you in the mouth.
Okay.
They're not afraid to defend. They're not afraid when they're outsized. Sure. And y'all got Mitchell Robinson back. My only concern is if Brunson has a game where he slows down at all.
Okay.
Then what?
Who
fills that void? But at the same time, when you're talking about Miami, they've shown that they're prone to just build. They be out here building cities with their bricks too.
You're not lying, but I feel Miami right now with Tyler, with Butler, Bam, Jovic. Is that his name?
Mm-hmm.
That kid been sitting out for a grip.
Mm-hmm.
Now they let him. They took the leash off him. This dude out here can score like nobody's business. This guy's a playmaker.
My issue is this: what condition is Embiid in? Because he came back. He played one game, played fantastic, and then the next game he left in the second quarter limping.
This is why.
What are we getting from him? If he's healthy, he's not going to be healthy. If he can hold up, for the series and play, just give you 22 and 10, not even his normal 30. I think they could beat Miami because Miami has been this year's Miami to me is not last year's Miami.
Sure. Not last year.
They're not going into the playoffs playing the same way.
You're right. I don't even think that they're.
It's not the same.
I don't even think that they're bubble Miami.
Yeah, no, for sure.
Okay.
So I think that if MB's playing, they can beat them. And then it's down to them and the Hawks. And then we see what's what.
Okay. Me, I'm taking the Hawks on a 9-10. And I'm taking 76ers 7-8.
Okay. All right. So I'm gonna jump into the other two.
Well, we gotta talk it out though.
Go.
Because you still have. So if you say Philly beats Miami, Philly goes to 7 seed.
If Embiid plays anywhere decent, if he's any kind of effective, I think they beat them.
So now the 8-10 matchup between Atlanta and Miami, who you got?
Then I'll go Miami. I'll go Miami there.
Okay.
Yeah.
So right now, if it goes down to it, you say that it's gonna be Miami.
Miami and Boston first round. It's the only way it could be.
And then you're gonna say
Philly Knicks.
No. Oh, Philly Knicks. Okay. So I'm saying, yeah, actually, we just said the same thing. Philly Knicks.
Yeah. No, you said Miami was gonna win, so Miami would be playing the Knicks.
No, I don't want Miami. As a Knicks fan. No,
I know you don't want them.
Oh, yes.
But what do you think? Do you think they'll still be? Okay.
So, I think.
Shit, I don't want Miami either. we smack Philly all the time.
Yeah.
I'll take Philly.
So, you want from a want standpoint.
I want Philly.
Of course.
But I would love to get Philly.
I think in the 7-8 matchup, that's probably going to be Miami.
Okay.
Too many intangibles. Now, I think in the 7-10 matchup with Philly and Atlanta, depending on Embiid.
In that case, I would pick Atlanta.
Yeah. At that point, I'm going Atlanta.
If Embiid is not right, if he proves to be not right, then I would go Atlanta.
Yep. Okay. We together.
Now, we all jump. Well, let's go to 4-5. Cleveland and Orlando, where you at? I'm thinking Orlando is 6.
Orlando.
Cleveland fell off a cliff at the end of the year.
Cleveland did definitely drop.
Their defense went to shit. Their offense got sporadic all of a sudden.
And remember,
they won like 18 out of 20 at one point.
And not for nothing, but Donovan Mitchell has been...
Yeah,
he
don't look happy. He ready to get out of there.
Talk about getting ready to get out of there. Your boy.
On his way to the Knicks.
Your boy Dame. Man, he ain't going to Knicks. He cut that shit off. Don't listen to this fool. See this fool? This fool out here like if you was on a deserted island and the dude had a job of just making sure that the fire don't go out, this dude just fanning the fire. That's all he's doing is fanning that fire. That's what this dude across from me is saying right now. That's all he is.
When it happens, we'll talk.
Stop.
But I feel like, I don't know about you, but with everything I saw from Orlando, they lock it up.
Orlando plays really well. You got Wagner, you got the brothers, you got, I mean, Paolo.
Yeah, and they all defend. I didn't think Paolo was going to be a great I thought he was going to be a bad defender.
Okay.
He's been solid.
I'll tell you like this. Orlando is probably the one team in the playoffs right now that had the same fear that Miami has had for the last four or five years. I feel Orlando is that team.
Yeah. Nobody wants to play them. They're so physical.
You don't want to play them.
Mm-mm.
You don't want to play them at all. So
I got Orlando
in that 4-5 piece.
So let me ask you this before we shift to the last one. If Cleveland bows out in the first round, like we both think, how quickly into the summer do you think they get rid of Donovan? Because he ain't coming back. Like, if he comes back, he's going to ride out his contract. So they have to move him this summer or during the deadline.
Right. You know,
I think he gone. I don't think they'll even give it a shot. I don't even think they'll try to convince him to come back. They'll just cut their losses.
I think he's gone. I just hope he doesn't go to the Knicks. Because here's the thing. If you don't like the
6'1", 6'2" backcourt? Him and Brunson?
That was the same backcourt that we had with Stephon Marbury and Steve Francis. Not reliving that shit again.
Yo.
Not reliving that again. That is brilliant.
Only from a Knicks fan would you actually bring that error. I forgot about that.
Yeah. We're not bringing that back, bro.
Oh, man.
That's not a run back. No, sir. No, sir.
Yeah.
We're not doing it.
Well, that was going to be interesting. Okay. All right. Now, last one. Now, this is an interesting one. Bucks, Pacers. The Pacers essentially were gifted a win. So they could act. I'm sorry. I should say the Bucks lost. It's some people say intentionally. So they could play the Pacers in a full and avoid. So, this is the conspiracy,
okay,
right?
Okay.
This is the conspiracy. Okay. I don't necessarily think I buy it, but I feel like if they did that, it wasn't a smart decision.
So
because the Pacers bust their ass this year multiple times.
All over the place. The play-in tournament, regular season. Yes.
With Giannis. And Giannis is now hurt with a calf strain that seems eerily similar to KD in his last year with the Warriors.
Warriors, right. Okay. So let's unpack this real quick. No team in basketball, because remember, there's too many moving parts in basketball. No team in basketball is purposely losing to get a lower seed in the playoffs. Because outside of two.
It has happened. Boston has done it.
Okay.
In the IT era, Boston did it.
Sure.
It's rare.
You can believe that. That's fine. You're not losing position because home court advantage still matters in basketball. Basketball, home court advantage still matters. Nobody's purposely dropping down so they can go on the road. That's not logical.
So you don't buy the matchups argument for basketball playoffs.
Now,
sacrificing a bad matchup for the home court later in the playoffs.
But are you getting a home court later in the playoffs? You're counting your chickens before they hatch.
You're basically sacrificing the potential for it later.
Potential.
Yeah.
No, I'm not.
I'm not doing it. So who do I want to potentially play? Miami in the first round? Who knocked out the Bucks last year? And now you're going in without Giannis? Or I lose and potentially feel like I have a better shot if I have to go a 7-game series with the Pacers instead.
I feel that that's...
I'll sacrifice the future, the second round
court. Bro, honestly, I feel that that's a fan talking versus a actual team. A team is not trying to... I could be naive in this bitch. I could, honestly. But a fan... Yes, I want to play Philly. I don't want to play them. I'm not going to purposely lose games and lose momentum and lose confidence
have no momentum, period.
I'm talking about just as a team in general.
In general.
I'm not going to lose confidence because if there's one thing that we've noticed in basketball, there's a lot of psychological aspects to this game. The minute that someone loses confidence in their own game or their team or does not believe in it, deteriorates everything. Winning does solve everything. So I'm not.
I see. That's a fair point.
I'm not on the feel that like, oh yeah, like we can lose a game or two so we can get two instead of three.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm three instead of two. Excuse me. No, you need everybody at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Teams go into the playoffs a month before, and they cut down mm-hmm. their rotation. Unless you're Tibbs mm-hmm. and the Knicks, mm-hmm. he does that just after Christmas.
Yes, yes.
But you know what I'm saying? No, but that's what you do. You don't gain any benefit by losing confidence. So I'm not on the, hey, you know what, we're gonna lose a couple games. Mm-hmm. Now, if you're trying to get a draft pick, sure. Draft pick, okay. Sure. Playoff position, you do not go into it backwards. You go into it full bore. I want these motherfuckers to know I'm gonna come after their heart. That's what you do.
I got you.
Okay.
So with that being said,
yes,
and
sir.
You're the Bucks, how much do you like your chances against the Pacers?
You're already going to it with a lot of talk about Lillard being out after this year because he's not happy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Bobby Portis is playing it up. You know, he's talking it. He's anticipating it, but then you don't have Giannis.
Middleton up and down as well.
Middleton actually,
he doesn't look right after that knee. Well, he's sporadic now. Like he feels like give you a good game and then two of them he looks kind of slow and
I don't know how many
could be shape too. It could be conditioning, but I feel like that the injuries have cost him half a step and it looks
obvious to me. Middleton, if we're really going to talk, and this is just me watching the last, I didn't see the last game, but I saw the previous four.
Mm-hmm.
Middleton looks ready.
Okay.
That mid-range jumper is ready. Mm-hmm. That little wind up for the three is ready. Now, whether or not it's going to translate, because again, you need Dame to be on board. I don't really know with the body language. I don't really know mm-hmm. how Dame and Middleton play together. Because to your point, I don't think
Middleton's been out most of the year.
I think Middleton still feels like he's
the number two.
I feel like he still thinks he's number two. Like he's still like 2021, mm-hmm. 2020, 2019 Middleton, not. Well, not to your point.
We'll see.
He's regressed physically and is not capable. Man. So, again, the last four or five games I saw them, he played well. He didn't go outside mm-hmm. outside of his normal mm-hmm. game. I think he's good. He had continuity with Giannis. They had good backdoor screen pass.
Mm-hmm.
They played well. Dame,
but all
though,
that's gone now. Now what?
Right. Dame is the X factor. Is Dame going to play for himself? Is he going to play for his team?
Well, what do they need more of? Do they need him to pick up the pace offensively to kind of fill in the gaps that Giannis leaves? I mean, that's a 31-point
that's
a game
scorer.
That's a lot.
That's a lot of points that you're losing, right?
How do you redistribute that 31?
And the thing with him is you're not going to lose his offensive productivity because of playing defense. So you're going to get the 30 plus out of Dame. You will. You'll get that money.
You'll get 30. Yeah,
you'll
for
get
sure.
your money's worth. You're not going to get the defense. Is that going to in turn change how guys play back?
They weren't good. They weren't all that great with him.
No, they weren't, dude. Listen, we've said it since day one. Trading Drew was the biggest mistake they could have made.
No, it wasn't. It was amazing. It was incredible.
Well, yeah, as a Celtics fan, of course it's amazing. Correct. He's fucking playing great.
Absolutely.
You know, I mean, he's playing great. So, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yes, absolutely.
No, but no, I agree with you. Like, defensively.
Yeah. I just feel like, and not everybody said, not. I'm sorry. So many people have said the drop off. So many people have seen it.
Yeah.
it's not Doc's fault. Doc is put in a position where he has lost, not lost, he never had the opportunity to coach Drew.
He didn't help it either.
Listen, I don't feel like he's helped it either. Y'all can bag on Doc all you want, but last
I'm not bagging on him, but I'm acknowledging that he's prone to.
What's he prone to?
Excuses.
What excuse is he given? Please, I just want to know. I'm asking. I'm as outside of the Doc fandom. What excuse is he given?
So,
or have there been excuses made for him? So,
well, some of the excuses he's made.
Tell me.
We're not doing good enough defensively, or this and that and the other. And but like he'll be like, guys aren't playing this or that and the other. But again, the responsibility lies with the coach. Now, they weren't playing good.
Wait a second.
They brought him in. They brought him in with the explicit expectation that he was going to take an underachieving team.
This game is still going on, man. This dry ass Lakers game is still going on. Sorry.
They expected him to improve a team that was underachieving. And after he got there, they got a little bit better and then still underachieved compared to the expectations. Now, some of those expectations were crazy, but being outside of the top two and being 15 games behind the Celtics is underachieving in any metric on a team that has Giannis and Dame.
So,
whatever you think about Dame's defense and how the defense struggled because of him, it's still the case.
So you're saying a team that has two 30-point scorers is vastly better than a team that has six 20-plus scorers. That's what you're saying with that statement.
The hell has six 20-plus scorers?
The Celtics.
That's 120 points.
You mean to tell
me? They got three 20-point scorers then a couple of like 15.
Stop. Full fucking stop at your team. So you mean to tell me? So Jason Tatum.
Jason Tatum's at 27.
Jaylen Brown.
24.
I'm saying.
Jaylen Brown's at 24, 25.
Time out.
Porzingis is at 20 even.
No, I'm not saying what they have.
You're talking about 20.
They have
20-point capable
guys.
They are
capable 20-point scorers. Fair enough. So Derek White.
Even five.
Al Horford.
No. Horford not really
Horford
anymore.
Horford can give you 20. If he has the right matchup, he can give you 20. Don't fucking tell me he can't. Al freaking Horford can.
Either way, a third seed behind a Knicks team that traded for OG, that didn't play the entire time, that had injury issues, that lost Randall for the last 2.5 months of the season is a disappointment.
I can understand the disappointment aspect, but
underachieving.
You can't negate the hustle factor from my Knicks. But yes, I get it. Dame and Giannis should be a higher up. Yes. Sure. I don't think that they should be above the Celtics because the Celtics are legit.
No, they shouldn't be above the Celtics. Absolutely not. The Celtics are the best team, but they shouldn't be behind the Knicks. They shouldn't be behind an undermanned Knicks team.
Sometimes shit happens.
I don't think so. The Knicks outplayed them straight up.
Yeah.
But the Bucks did not look good. Like, you can't – their offense nor their offense or defense is – good. Like, they're solid at best. That's it.
Do you think...
But with them dudes, you expect more.
Do you think Grayson Allen is a good defender? I'm not saying great.
I think he's a solid defender. Okay. Absolutely.
Right.
He's not a liability by any stretch of the imagination.
Absolutely. My point.
Yeah. They lost defenders.
Drew Holiday.
They clearly had to change their identity offensive.
Who's the kid that got the ugly shot out there, too, that was out there that they lost to? The Bucks did. I always want to call shot. I always want to call him Mikal Bridges, but it's not him. They lost somebody that has an ugly shot.
Not PJ. No, PJ was 2 years ago.
Oh, that was 2 years ago.
I'm not sure. But either or, like,
sure.
That team, they shouldn't be where they are. They should be better, but they're not. But in their current situation, I'm taking the Pacers in six. Max, I could see it go 4 or 5. But I think the Pacers bust their ass.
Is that with Giannis coming back or without Giannis?
I don't think Giannis is coming back.
So
if he does,
so you feel
he's
like
going to be...
You feel like it's that knee injury from a couple years ago type of thing?
No, it's the calf, but and they're saying it's not.
No, I'm saying
no. I know what you're saying. It's going to be like similar. Same, yeah, I feel like he's going to. Yes. Yeah, I'm getting KD Golden State vibes.
Okay.
Once you've seen it,
that's fine. And, I'm going to tell you like this: if Giannis comes back, it's Bucks in seven.
Okay.
If Giannis does not come back, or if he comes back three games too into late, too late to make some moves, Pacers in 5-6.
Yeah.
That's my thought.
You know, and as we close, I'll just say my reasoning or my thinking is, even if Giannis comes back, he's not going to be 100%. And by him coming back, not at 100%, and Dame just defensively just not being what, you know, Drew is and all that stuff, which means you'll have to win by scoring. And if you're going if you're gonna try to score with the Pacers, you're going to have to deal with pace. And I don't feel like Dame is a point guard. He's a scoring guard, whatever. But as a primary ball
handler, he's not a floor general.
I don't feel like he can control pace.
He's not a
like
floor general.
Halliburton can control pace.
Yeah.
Because they're going to make you fly.
Yeah.
You're going to have to slow it down because they just don't have a team that's going to do a track
meet. You got to worry about those guys that can play so well without the ball in that lob scenario. Yes. You know, even when you get guys in that dunker spot, like going back to the Knicks the other day, they left Dante in that dunker spot 2-3 times. So imagine where you got guys that are high flyers on the Pacers and you have that backdoor. Connaughton ain't covering that.
No.
You gonna put Bobby in Brook in foul trouble.
Yeah.
So
it's gonna be tough, man. It's gonna be tough. All right, with that, we went a little long. So what we'll do is in the next episode, we'll do the West.
Mm-hmm.
And the year-end awards. How's that sound?
Potentially. I'm messing with them because
we don't have to give y'all like a full like a 2-hour thing because when we start we're gonna go.
So yes, brother, right. It was good. We did the East. We went at it. West is next, and we got something for it. Find us on the socials. Find us on Twitter, find us on Facebook. You can find us on Threads now. Although you kind of put like a lackluster, like there was not really like a boom. It was like, oh, these motherfuckers already following us here. Like we need like a
I just wanted to set it up first. You know what I'm saying? We need like the technical stuff before we start. Like, you know what I mean?
Bam.
We'll do the full drop.
That's fine. I'll let it slide this time. But we on Threads.
Thank you.
You can follow us on those socials and email us at ballnbeats@gmail.com and let us know what you do. Rate us, review us wherever you find your podcasts, Apple, Spotify, all the other ones.
Yes, sir.
And
Google Podcasts for the next couple months before they do away with it.
I think we might actually be at the next couple of days. I feel like it's almost gone. It's almost gone. Because I feel like already my podcasts are like already in YouTube Music, and I'm like, that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
So yeah, but we'll catch you on the next one.
We'll holla at y'all.
Peace, love, and chicken grease.
Deuces. By the way, the Lakers won.
Oh,
the Lakers beat the Pelicans, so the Pelicans will be seeing the Kings in all likelihood in the next game.
Bum ass Pelicans. What? What?
Who said that? Peace, peace, peace.
Stupid.